Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, we hear about the exploits and accomplishments of Jamaica's team at the CARIFTA 2017 Swimming Championships. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica again demonstrated its strong and steady progress in the field of swimming after returning from the recently concluded CARIFTA 2017 Swimming Championships in Nassau, Bahamas. The event was held from April 15 to 19. The team returned with a total of 30 medals, 12 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze, the team's best medal haul since 2014. Jamaica's combined team finished 6th out of a total of 19 teams, while the girls' team finished 3rd overall in their section.
This journey is a culmination of 1 year's worth of training and hard work for these swimmers. They did fantastic this year in the Bahamas. The medal haul was very good. And I'd like to mention that we laid down a lot of national age group records this year, in particular the female team.
President of the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica, Handel Lamy. What's more impressive than the record haul, Mr. Lamy says, is the number of personal and national records the swimmers were able to set during the games. Most notably, Jamaica swept all of the girls' relay events on day 4 of the championships.
The 15-17 age group was able to put down a 4x100 meter freestyle record that was sitting for 16 years. They were able to break that record. We now have that record in Jamaica. It's a testament to their discipline, their commitment, their training, and their just the desire to win and to be number one.
Multiple gold medal winner at the CARIFTA Games, Emily McDonald, tells us which event was the most memorable for her.
Winning a medal in the first year of the 13-14 age group is a big deal for me because a lot of people say that you cannot win a medal in the 13-14 age group when you're first year because you're the new person and there's a lot of older people that could beat you. So winning the silver medal in the 100 meter freestyle and beating a lot of older people, it was very special to me.
The Campion College student shares how wonderful it felt standing on the podium and hearing Jamaica's national anthem being played as she collected her gold medals.
It's a very, very special moment because you've done this for your country and everyone is looking up to you and everyone is so proud of you and you're proud of yourself. So,
with Jamaica set to host the 2018 CARIFTA Games next year, McDonald has already set her sights on bettering this year's accomplishments.
Next year, I expect to possibly get more medals than I did this year and possibly rank in the top 10 in my age group.
We'll now hear from 5-time medal winner, including 2 gold medals, Nathaniel Thomas.
It feels very satisfying and exciting because this is my first CARIFTA Games. And so it feels very special to win so many medals at your first time.
He too remembers the pride he felt standing on the medal podium hearing Jamaica's anthem being played.
Well, hearing anthem play, it was very special. It just feels amazing.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange has hailed the performance of Jamaica's CARIFTA swim team, urging them to prepare well for next year's games to ensure Jamaica emerges victorious.
I was very impressed. They did an excellent job. They were very outstanding. In fact, it's the largest number of gold medals in 10 years and a total of 30 medals. I look forward to them hosting the game next year and for them hopefully to be the top team.
The sports minister also outlined that she will be working with the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica to get more local youngsters swimming and increase the popularity of the sport.
Myself and the president, we have had such a discussion, and for this summer, we will be unveiling a program that will bring in more youngsters from a wide area, Kingston, St. Andrews, St. Catherine, and we may even go beyond that and establish summer programs in the West and in Central Jamaica.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.